Hey, how y'all doing? Air hug. I know I've been gone. I took a break, a hiatus, whatever you guys want to call it. I did that. I apologize. I'm back. I am back. I am back. So, I just was reading an email there. But, first, and before I even get started, I just want to know, let you guys know that this is a new segment called Tea in the Streets. Because, as you well know, there's always tea in the streets, you know? So, it's a new segment for, but it's still going to be LCG podcast. Kickback. So, kick back and chill. Before I even start, I want to say, rest in peace, Coolio. Gangsta's Paradise. I wonder, should I play a song? Like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Coolio, but then I don't want to get copyrighted either. But Coolio, born 1963, died 2022. His real name was artist Leon Ivy Jr., known professionally as Coolio. He rose to fame as the member of the gangster rap group WC and the Mad Circle. He achieved mainstream success as a solo artist in the mid to late 1990s with his albums It Takes a Thief, Gangsta Paradise, I love Gangsta Paradise, and My Soul. He's best known for his 1995 Grammy Award winning hit single Gangsta's Paradise, as well as other singles Fantastic Voyage 1, 2, 3, 4, and See You When You Get There. So they're saying his cause of death, it's cardiac arrest, and I'm just seeing his birthday is August 1st, so he literally died right after his birthday, and I have an ex with their birthday, but I'm not gonna judge. Coolio died at 59. Like, what's up with these big artists dying so young? Like, you know, we're not gonna discuss those that die from violence, of course, we're not gonna discuss that, but the ones that's just dying from heart attacks, like, oh. Just reading the Bible, I feel like we're supposed to stay alive. When 133, like, you know, people in the Bible used to stay alive for a long time. So, but rest in peace. It's just really shocking. Really shocking. That came out in the blue. I noticed for the last couple of days, I would say, when I would go on YouTube, it'll be a song, not a song, in the movie section, YouTube was always recommending that movie, and I would bypass. I'm like, I don't want to see that movie, but now I think I'm going to watch it, just, you know, because he passed away, you know, so sudden. So I pray a snippet of the song for those who don't know what Gangsta Paradise is.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left.
That's all I'm gonna play, y'all. But that was in the classic 90s movie Dangerous Minds. In case y'all don't know, now you know. So, oh. Rest in peace, Coolio. So after that, I'm going to talk about, I love Krishan, y'all. Am I weird that I love Krishan? I'm going to talk about Krishan, Blueface, and the BM. So once again, Krishan got on live and had an episode. I saw a snip of it when she was talking to Carlissa, which is Blueface's mom. And it was a respectful conversation, despite the fact that you could tell Krishan was upset with Blueface. And they had actually fought in the past, so I was surprised that it was so peaceful. But the snippet I seen was when she was out with her friends for the drinks, but there was also allegations that Blueface got caught again cheating on her. I know I saw something where the girl looks like she was Caucasian or Hispanic, maybe had on like a white blonde wig or silver wig, and was saying she had slept with Blueface. She asked about the picture and looked like in bed with Blueface. Some people said it was Photoshop, but Blueface admitted himself that he's a thotty, so maybe it just wasn't, because Krishan was definitely mad on his live. She actually like, besides the conversation with Carlissa Blueface's mom, she also showed a picture of their new baby girl. Now, that was kind of fucked up, Krishan, because the parents hasn't even shown a picture of their own baby. Like somebody said, you don't know if they were trying to sell the picture, but I mean, who would buy the picture? Blueface is only famous right now because of Krishan. And the BM, Jane, Alexis, no. So, no, yeah. But it was disrespectful. But apparently, I don't know how true that cheating allegation was, but apparently Krishan had Blueface's phone. How she got his phone and he wasn't, like, how did that happen is beyond me. She was answering calls saying somebody kept calling from a blocked number. Now, keep in mind, this weekend is the BM's Jaden Alexis' birthday. So people were assuming she took the phone because of that fact alone that it was the baby mama's birthday. She's a Libra. So there's a blogger named Etoxic Tea Lounge on YouTube. Her name is Etoxic Tea Lounge, and she posted a screenshot and basically saying, because on the video, I didn't catch the live, I didn't catch all of it, basically saying that she saw a text message believed to be from the baby mama, from Blueface, saying, "Happy birthday, baby. I love you. I'm gonna come see you today." So, I haven't heard no response from Blueface since this. I mean, I feel like Krishan should just leave him. Like she said on live, on a piece I saw, that she said, "I could have so many dudes," which you can. Girl, you see that? I think it hurts her, especially while she posted a picture of the baby, because and he texts her that at the time says 3:35 a.m. So Krishan, but I remember a couple of days ago, Krishan was on Twitter saying, "If you cheat on me, you stupid." Like, so that was during the time he went to go spend time with the kids, because he was posting pictures with the kids, and also Jay and Alexis was spotted outside, like going into the mall or store or something. So, and people were saying every time he goes to spend time with his kids, she's always acting up. But I feel like she may have reason to suspect that it's more than what it is, because you have this text that says, "Happy birthday, baby. I love you. I'm gonna come see you today." And that was at 3:35 a.m. in the morning. So she saw that text. That's what I believe happened. And that's why she really posted a picture of their baby like her. And she also posted their hotel location. And Blueface somehow or another snapped on her saying, "Why would you do that? You're messing up our safety." So she wound up tearing up that hotel. So they had to leave from that hotel. It was a mess. But I was trying to figure out in the part of the live I saw is, how did she get Blueface's phone? Where is Blueface? Because Blueface wasn't in the live I saw, or the part of the live I saw, at all. So, I feel like Krishan just needs to realize the baby mother and him was in a poly relationship. She don't really truthfully give a damn about you at all, especially since you feel like you took her man. She gonna always throw her, you know, gonna that, and then she knew him first. They have a longer history, so it's like, who are you to think you can go break what they have? And then they have kids together, and then so the baby mama posted some sexy pictures. I didn't find them sexy, but she posted some sexy pictures I guess for her birthday. Maybe she was feeling herself for her birthday. So then Krishan posts some pictures in like blue. Jane likes to post the pictures in like a thong and a little top. And the hair, her hair and nails was cute. But yeah, so I was like, she's definitely thirst trapping, like with her butt out. I was like, what the hell? Because I ain't never seen her post such a revealing picture on her Instagram. So then Krishan does the same thing, posts like pictures in lingerie, some Vicky Secrets. So I was like, oh, this is a mess right here. This is a mess. If I was Christian, I would just walk away from the situation and let them have that. Because like I said, they were in a poly relationship. So that's going to be the one he could always come back to. And then you see he gets you pregnant and wants you to get rid of the kids. But she keeps his. And that baby was conceived while he supposedly was with you. And then there's the other cheating allegations. Like, girl, you're going to always be sharing this dude. Is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? Because now you have a name for yourself. So you don't necessarily need him. I don't think she needs him. So tell me what you think about that. I just feel like this it just keeps expanding the whole Krishan situation. Sometimes I'm like, this is just really bad. I hope they're just acting. But I don't think it's acting. I think there's just this whole lot of toxicity. So, and now it's like, since Jay and Alexis had the baby, she's like definitely throwing shots back at Krishan. It's like they're going tick for tack now that the baby has dropped. But if I was Krishan, I would feel some type of way too, because every time he goes to visit the kids, it's kind of like you go to the apartment with her. And, well, I know the kids are young, but it's like, why doesn't she bring the kids to the mansion that they stay in? So no matter how long you stay in the situation, that's going to always be the case. You're never going to be around that woman, kids. Every time he wants to see his kids, he's going to go over there to that apartment. They're going to have family day. And tell me why I'm talking about this situation, and Hollywood Unlocked just posted a clip of the other girl with the gray hair. So people are saying that they're wondering, is this the video that pissed Krishan off? Cause she got hell. This chick has hella. Her name Tay Tay 1104 on TikTok _. She got hella pictures and videos with Blueface. Damn. Oh wow. Okay, so now Krishan Rock compared herself to Jesus, Blueface to John in the Bible, and he ends her life after stealing his phone and revealing the location. That's what I just told you. So Rock was really hot. And like I said, Jaden, Alexis, I felt like she was throwing a shot when she posted these sexy pictures. This is too messy. Nah, then it's another girl he messing with. So he's a hoe. He's a Tatiana. The bust down Tatiana. That's what he is. Let it go, Chris Rock. Like, walk away from him. Like, he definitely was kicking it with whoever this chick is. So not only you got to worry about the baby mama, you got to worry about the other little chicks in the streets. I think she said she referred to him as 304s, which, in other words, they're like paid hoes, prostitutes. So she was dumb hot. So it's like, I feel like he's just using her to get his name back out there. Because I think maybe a month ago, they were supposed to made it official. But now it's like, he's still walking all over you, girl. So it's like, I can't even feel bad for you anymore. It keeps on happening. Like, yeah, it's like he likes embarrassing her, embarrassing Krishan Rock. So I don't know. She needs to just walk away, because it's never going to be what she wanted to be. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I think I'm going to end that story. Pretty soon they'll be on the next segment. And it's so crazy. I'm not sure if they finished filming filming her reality show. But now it seems like he's really acting out. I bet you it's probably done filming. So now it seems like he's really acting out. So it's like, was you just acting somewhat decent while she was filming the reality show? And now you really out here? I don't know. He was all, oh God, if y'all see this video, he all kissing, child, riding a girl around. My next story is, let me move off this story, because Krishan's just seem like, besides that, she seems so interesting. But so, now my next subject is, I want to talk about the Cardi B and Akbar. I'm going to make it quick. I don't find nothing cute about women going back and forth on social media, especially when kids are brought in it. There's a lot of back and forth, and eventually Akbar's page was deleted, suspended. So, I don't know who really started it. I believe it was said to have said, someone said that Akbar threw a shot and Cardi B felt like it was about her. And that's how it started. Like, Cardi B said, put an ad at it. Like, at my name at it. So, they started going back and forth. And now, keeping my Akbar is on that remix of Freaky Girl with Nicki Minaj, who's obviously Cardi B's arch enemy. So, I guess people were seeing way that, oh, now you feel all that because you got a son with Nicki Minaj and now you blah, blah, blah. Cardi B even brought up the fact that Young Thug slapped Akbar, even posted a video of Akbar in a sexual moment. Like, it went down on the Twitter streets. They both hit below. Akbar was talking about her sister, and then Cardi was like, don't play about my sister. I know your aunts. And she said something about Akbar's mother, who I believe is dead, because she said something about the grave. And then Akbar, like I said, her Twitter account was deleted. She made another Twitter account and dropped a Cardi disc called Bother. I'm not going to lie, I'm not picking sides, but Bother actually was good. It was really good. So, you know, but yeah, they went at each other's throat, baby. They was like, oh goodness. They went at each other's throat real bad. Like, so. And it was just like, I was surprised that Cardi went in so hard. I think initially the argument stemmed from the success of Gorillaz Tomorrow 2, which Cardi B is featured on. There was talks on Twitter claiming that the track put up a lot of big numbers. But September 26th, Akbar V posted a tweet shading the reports about the success of the track. Remember, I said she's being shady. She basically said, we ain't believing the cap. So, ooh, good. So, Cardi B start throwing some little shade. So then they tag Akbar in it, and then Akbar said, she not talking about me. Hopefully her at work like mine. So Cardi B caught wind of that tweet and fired back. She basically said, count all the times chart data posted you, meaning you ain't never had no hit song. And then she also stated, she doesn't play internet games and that her DMs are open and the streets. Meaning anybody can get it anywhere, anytime. So it got real heated after that. She called Akbar called Cardi an industry B. I forgot. Cardi B somehow got Akbar's number and was texting her. Akbar posted those tweets. And then Offset got thrown in it. It was messy, really messy. And basically in the song that Akbar released, she talks about how happy she was walking her dog, and that's when she was getting texts from Cardi B. I do think sometimes Akbar be reaching. But what I didn't get was Akbar brought other people's name into the situation with Cardi. He ain't had nothing to do with nobody else. Some people say Akbar had a right to defend herself since her initial tweet wasn't directly at Cardi or Gorillaz. So, but others believe that Akbar messed up by bringing other people into the beef, which I can agree with that. And so then, you know, you got the Cardi fans who believe that she didn't do nothing wrong and simply called out Akbar for trying to have a moment. And I follow Akbar, and a lot of times she's trying to have a moment, I be feeling like. But where a lot of people say Cardi crossing lines, where she shared a clip of Akbar's NSFW tape. So I don't know what's going to happen about that, because I would think, ooh, lawsuit, but I haven't heard Akbar mention any of that as of yet. But some people say, Akbar, how could you be mad because you use that same clip as a still, as like for the tape of her cover arts. But, you know, people nevertheless thought Cardi sharing it was kind of low. Not to mention, Cardi made a statement about being an example for her children after just pleading guilty to misdemeanor charges stemming from strip club brawl. So, now people are like, Cardi, have you really changed? So, I'm going to end that one. That was just too messy for me. With like, some of the stuff that was said just was not cool. Moving on to the beautiful Nia Long. She was spotted stepping out, still looking as good as she's always looked. But, you know, people took a special interest in her since the recent cheating allegations of her. I don't even think they're married yet. But Iman Udoka, her boyfriend's scandal. So, you know, one of the reporters even asked if she's working things out with him, and she laughed. But yeah, so this is his her fiance. And basically, he's being accused of using crude language with a female staffer. And this staffer, y'all, was actually booking Nia Long's, booking things for Nia Long, like her itinerary. So this person had activity with her, knowing doggone well what was going on with her, what she was doing with her fiance. And so Celtics coach Ame Udoka was suspended for 1 year after breaking multiple rules by having an affair with a directly subordinate female staffer who worked for the team. The details probably being kept under wraps. So he basically is being accused of using the crude language prior to their relationship beginning. That's a mess. You don't even look like he would do that. Like, they look like a cute couple, you know? A cute couple. Stuff happens in cute relationships. It was announced on September 22nd about the suspension. The investigation was concluded early that week. His salary also will be cut. And no one else working for the team received disciplinary action. So what do you think about that? Do you think the chick he was messing with should have got some sort of repercussions because she did get involved in a relationship? Or no, because because she was a staffer. Her position was kind of minute? I don't know. I think that's, and is she still working for the company? Like, I don't know. Oh, wow. So both actually, she had a partner as well, and both was cheating. So, wow. So how the affair was discovered is that the woman's husband overheard one of their conversations from their home doorbell camera. Wow. Nia didn't discover the news until recently, as she had moved to Boston to search for a home for their family. The couple shares a 10-year-old son, Kez Sunday. Wow. I mean, and you know, there was a big debate, like, how could you cheat on Nia Long? She's beautiful. Then people want to say, Beyonce got cheated on. Da-da-da, doesn't mean anything about looks. You could get cheated on. Is cheating right? I don't condone it. With Nia Long and this guy, we don't know their relationship. She could be cheating too. If she ain't, she probably gonna start. So, she's gorgeous. She's always been gorgeous. But, like I was saying, looks doesn't mean you're not gonna be cheated on. And it's like, cheating has become so prevalent nowadays, just that it's kind of hard to get in a relationship and expect that to not happen in your relationship. Next, I want to talk about the BET Awards filming. The celebrities definitely stepped out. I didn't see anybody that really stood out to me to mention. some of the outfits were like, did y'all really wear this to the award show? But I do want to give a special shout out to Trina. She is or was awarded the I Am Hip Hop Award. She looked good, and I thought it was about damn time she got an award. I also was like, wow, she, you know, if you know the history of her and Trick Daddy brought her in the rap game, or introduced her in the rap game, and it's like, she's still, like, standing on her toes. Like, I don't believe he ever got a big award like that, so... So, shouts out to Trina. She does her damn thing. People out there, oh, she don't need no award. All she talks about is sex. But, hey, when you talk about Miami, you got to mention Trina. You know? So, I'm not mad at that. I definitely think I'll be following up with this Krishan saga. I just think I want Hunger to walk away, and find somebody else. She's young. Don't get caught up. He's not going to change. He's young. He still wants to be whore. And he probably going to be whoring all his life. Who knows? So, you know, I want her to, like, walk away. You don't need him. You said he, you know, helped you, took you out of a bad spot. Well, now you're out of that spot. You have a name. People know who you are. Walk away. You don't need him. So, that's what I would do. That's my advice to her. So please let me know what you guys think of this episode. And I promise you I will be more consistent, because the T&E streets is piping. It's piping. It's really piping. I think I may start doing the episodes on Sunday like how I was doing it initially. I think that would be the best option. Sunday at a certain time. I'll pick a time. Because, you know, some of my listeners are in other locations. But let me know. I do love feedback. Let me know what you guys thought about this episode. Do you guys got any feedback? Let me know. Trying to see if there's anything else I could say. Oh, I just want Krishan to win, you know. I just want that to happen so much. Is it gonna happen? I don't know. That's what I want. She's young. I want to be her big sister. So, with that note, I'm signing out. It's the LCG Podcast Kickback. And I hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, holla. Bye.